Thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Well rested as a team and back in Miami, the Marlins turned to their most rested arm. Wei-Yin Chen hadn't pitched since opening day. That's 9 days rest. He started off the week-long homestand Friday night. Glenn Geffner and Bill Beck had the call, and Geff recaps between fireworks.
Well, we talked Tuesday night in New York about how some wins are a little bit sweeter than others, and that 2-1 victory over the Mets Tuesday night was one of those victories for Miami. In that same vein, some losses sting a little bit more than others, and I think this one goes in that column as the Marlins fall to the previously 0-9 Braves 6-3. Miami had a 3-0 lead into the seventh. Marlins had opportunity after opportunity to break this game wide open, and they just couldn't do it, and they come up short in the end, leaving 13 men on base. This is the Metro PCS 10th Inning Show. Switch to Metro PCS now and get two free 4G LTE smartphones. Plus, get the second line 40% off, all with Metro PCS. Well, it started well for the Marlins tonight. After Wei-Yin Chen pitched a scoreless top of the first inning, in the bottom of the first, Marcelo Ozuna ripped a one-out double, the start of a three-hit night for him. He went to third on a base hit by Christian Yelich. And with men at the corners, one out, Giancarlo Stanton tried to get the scoring started. Perez to Stanton, bouncing ball up the middle. That's into center field for a base hit. Ozuna scores. Yelich digging for third base. He'll make it without a throw. So three straight hits, and the Marlins take a 1-0 lead in the first. They had first and third with one out, and here was our first missed opportunity of the night. Martin Prado came to the plate next. He's been so hot, but he hit into a 4-3 inning-ending double play. So the Marlins have to settle for just one run in inning number one. Wei-Yin Chen got on a roll. He retired 12 consecutive men after walking Nick Markakis on four pitches to start the game through the first out of the fifth inning. And the Marlins would extend their lead in the third. The inning began with back-to-back hits from D. Gordon and Marcelo Ozuna. So the Marlins had first and third with nobody out for Christian Yelich.
Perez is ready to go, ready for the 3-1 pitch. Here it is, and it's grounded towards second. Could be two. Out at second. Relay to first. They got a double play, but the Marlins do get a run. Coming across to score, D. Gordon, and it's 2-0 Miami.
So the Marlins get a run, but the double play a little bit deflating. And it was even more deflating when Giancarlo Stanton followed with a hot smash that went off the glove of the third baseman, Adonis Garcia, for an E5. Martin Prado then grounded to third, and when Garcia's throw went into the stands behind first base, the Marlins had second and third with two outs. Justin Boras walked intentionally and loaded the bases for JT Realmuto, but JT bounced to second, and the Marlins left the bases loaded in the third, having scored just the one run. They got another run in the fifth inning, leadoff double from Christian Yelich, and with one out, up stepped Martin Prado. 2-1 to Prado, a drive down a left field line. That's a fair ball into the corner, extra bases. Yelich will score easily. Prado pulls in at second base with an RBI double. He's at safety now in all seven games he started, and the Marlins extend the lead to 3-0. But again, man at second, one out, and they couldn't do any more damage. Just another inning with the one run. Erico Flaherty at that point took over for Williams Perez, and he got Justin Boras bounced to second, sending Prado to third with two outs. Then with JT Realmuto, the right-hander coming up, Chris Withrow came out of the bullpen. He got Realmuto to ground to first, and the Marlins had left another man at third base. They led 3-0 after five. Two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 sixth inning for Wei-Yin Chen, and this ball game went to the seventh looking good. Chen was rolling. He had a 3-0 lead, though it could have been a bigger lead. He had allowed only two base runners through the first six innings. The leadoff walk to Markakis in the first, but he was racing a double play. Then a one-out single. To that point, the only Braves hit by Gordon Beckham in the fifth, but he was racing a double play. So Chen had faced the minimum into inning number seven. He struck out the leadoff man Markakis in that seventh inning, but then back-to-back hits by Daniel Castro and Freddie Freeman put two runners on with one out for Adonis Garcia.
Here's the pitch. Into right field. It's going to drop for a base hit. It's going to get a run in. Stanton over, gets the ball and fires towards second, but it's a double, and the Braves are in business. In to score is Castro. We've got a 3-1 ball game.
That would be it for Wei-Yin Chen. Things got away from him very quickly. David Phelps, who has been so good in the early going this year, came on then with runners at second and third to face Gordon Beckham.
The pitch. Grounded to short. That'll score a run. Echevarria over to first gets the out, and there are two men out. The runner at second base, Garcia, has to hold. But it's a 3-2 ball game as the Braves on the ground out able to play Freddie Freeman.
Oh, and pinch hitter Kelly Johnson struck out. Phelps was out of the inning, but the Braves had scored twice to pull within a single run. At that point, we were able to close the book on Wei-Yin Chen in his second Marlins start. He left on line for a victory. 6 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Walk 1, struck out 6. Chen tonight, 83 pitches, 54 strikes. David Phelps out there to start the 8th inning, leading 3-2. The inning began with a single by Tyler Flowers. He was lifted for pinch runner Malik Smith, the speedster, after Drew Stubbs struck out for the first out against Phelps. With pinch hitter A.J. Pierzynski at the plate, Smith stole second. So the tying man was in scoring position at that point for the Braves. Pierzynski was hit by a pitch. And that put runners at first and second with one out. And that would be it for Phelps. Chris Narvison, lefty, came in to face Nick Markakis. Markakis trying to pull the Braves even.
Again, the check back at second and the pitch. Hit to left field. That's going to drop for a hit. The question is, will he score? He's going to the plate. He's going to score easily. No play at all. We got a tie ball game. The veteran Nick Markakis with a single. Malik Smith scores. It's a 3-3 game.
So the lefty delivered against left-hander Narvison. Narvison came back to get the right-handed hitter Daniel Castro on a fly ball to center. But then he had one more lefty to go after Freddie Freeman, and he hit Freeman with a pitch. So now the Braves had the bases loaded. When Narvison left, Brian Morris came in to face the right-handed bat of Adonis Garcia.
There's a ball in the left center field. It's dropping for a base hit. It's going to score two, and the Braves take the lead. Garcia comes in as a pinch hitter, and he delivers.
Garcia with the big hit of the night. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins, All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. At that point, the Braves could have been done, but they weren't. They had Freeman at second, Garcia at first, and they had Gordon Beckham at the plate.
2-1 to count right here. Delivered left field. That's going to drop for a base hit. Let's see if the run can score. He's coming to the plate to throw, and not in time. It's 6-3 Braves. Gordon Beckham with a base hit.
So the Marlins led 3-0 before Atlanta scored twice in the seventh and 4 times in the eighth to take the lead in this ballgame. Now, the Marlins weren't done facing Jim Johnson in the eighth inning. The first two men were retired. Justin Bourne, a liner to third that was grabbed by the leaping Gordon Beckham for out number one. JT Realmuto grounded short for the second out. But the birthday boy, Danny Echevarria, singled against Johnson, giving the Marlins life and inspiring Freddy Gonzalez to bring his closer into the ballgame. With 2 outs in the eighth, he brought Aroldis Vizcaíno in to face pinch hitter Derek Dietrich. Dietrich drew a walk, putting men at first and second. D. Gordon then delivered an infield hit, his second infield hit of the ballgame, and suddenly the Marlins had their bases loaded, trailing 6-3 with 2 outs in the eighth. Marcelo Ozuna had 3 hits already in the ballgame, but facing Vizcaíno, he struck out, foul tipping a 2-strike pitch into the mitt of A.J. Pierzynski, and the Marlins left the bases loaded in inning number 8. We went to the ninth, 6-3 Braves, after Craig Breslow set down the side in order in the top of the inning. Marlins went up against Vizcaíno in the bottom. Christian Yelich led off with a single, his 3rd hit of the ballgame. Giancarlo Stanton struck out. Martin Prado flew out to center for the second out with Justin Bour at the plate. Yelich took second in defensive indifference. Bour then drew a walk. He exited for pinch runner Miguel Rojas. So the Marlins had a chance. They had 2 on with 2 outs in the ninth. They brought the tying man to the plate in the person of JT Realmuto. Realmuto hit a hot smash back up the middle, went off the glove of the pitcher, Vizcaíno, rolled to the second baseman, Johnson, who took care of JT. 1-4-3 on the putout. Marlins leave 2 in the ninth, and they fall to the Braves 6-3. For Atlanta, 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, 3 men left on base. For the Marlins, 3 runs on 12 hits, no errors. They strand 13 in the ballgame, finishing 4-for-16 with runners in scoring position. Alexio Gondo, the winner in relief, 1-0. David Phelps, the loser out of the bullpen, 2-1. Aroldis Vizcaíno, his first save of the season. Time of the ballgame was 3 hours, 5 minutes, and a crowd of 18,071 goes home disappointed. The Braves with the winner, 1-9. Marlins with the loss fall to 3-5. They've lost back-to-back games now after winning 3 of their previous 4.
Through 8 games, no Marlins starter has earned a decision yet. Chin threw well. As Geoff said, 6 1/3, only 2 earned runs, but still no decision for him. Tonight we do it again. 7:10 first pitch at Marlins Park. First 5,000 fans through the gates tonight get a Charles Johnson bobblehead. The former UM ball player will be in the ballpark to celebrate University of Miami Family Day. Marlins Radio Network takes the air at 6:40 tonight for Marlins on Deck presented by Geico. Hey, thanks for listening to Marlins Rewind. Catch every Marlins game on the Marlins Radio Network with Hall of Fame broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner. Also, recap every game just like this with Marlins Rewind each morning 162 times. It's always there by the time you wake up. Hit subscribe in iTunes or go to marlins.com/podcasts.